Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Starbucks just announced they're raising their pay up to $23 per hour.
Cha-ching.
Wow. $23 an hour.
So how much are they raising the prices of their coffee?
Well, their coffee is already high priced. Starbucks says its decision to raise pay and improve work conditions is not a response to workers at stores there in Buffalo, New York, who are trying to form a union. Yesterday, Starbucks said it's raising its United States employees' pay up to $23 an hour. That's something.
Yeah, it's $23 an hour. Yeah, that's something. I wonder if you get overtime, too, if you work more than 40 hours a week.
It doesn't say, but I mean, I'm thinking to myself, and they're probably going to get the best employees that are available for at least retail employees. Don't you think so?
Well, yeah. As soon as you said $23, I went to the website and I'm already filling out the application. So I'm already on top of it. So I don't have any experience to be a barista, but I'm quite sure I can figure it out.
Well, we've seen since the pandemic, a lot of businesses, well, obviously get hurt financially, and I saw a lot of small businesses go under. But when it comes to bigger businesses, we've seen many who have a worker shortage. A lot of that had to do with the fact that a bunch of people were making more money for doing nothing. They were when the unemployment benefits skyrocketed, when they got federal money, there were a bunch of people who were making more money for not working than they were at their jobs. So they quit. And many said that one thing that will come out of this pandemic is that people will start making more money.
But this is a start at Starbucks, right?
Well, here's, they said that all of its U.S. workers will earn at least $15 an hour and up to $23 per hour by next summer. In late January, employees with two or more years of service at Starbucks will get a 5% raise, while those with five or more years of service at Starbucks could receive up to a 10% raise. Workers can also get a $200 recruitment bonus to help attract new employees.
It's pretty cool. This text says, okay, it's $23 an hour, but you probably only get 20 to 25 hours a week. That, I think that's an even trade-off, right? This text says, $23 an hour for pouring a cup of coffee? That's ridiculous. I don't think so. If Starbucks could afford it and they want to do it, why not? I mean, you get paid what you're worth, and they're willing to pay what they think their employees are worth. So I don't think it's ridiculous to the employer sets the price and the people want to work for it. It's free market capitalism.
Yeah, and businesses, they can do what they want.
Yeah, if they want to pay $50 an hour for a barista, they have the money to do it, knock yourself out. Robbie says, hell, I go make coffee for that much money. Stop stealing my idea, Robbie. I'm already on it. I'm trying to see if I can get in on this.
Do you know Starbucks just turned 50 years old this year?
Never been to one either.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I've. But evidently, there's some worker unrest for Starbucks. Employees at three Starbucks stores up in Buffalo, New York, are trying to form a union to give them greater leverage on issues. That group, they call themselves Starbucks Workers United, has filed petitions with the National Labor Relations Board seeking union votes. So some Starbucks employees said, let's become a union and then we'll have more power and then we can get paid more money.
But
Starbucks says this announcement has nothing to do with that. Or I'm sure it has a.
When it comes to being a barista at Starbucks, why unionize to get paid more when you could just get a better job or another job? Do you like your job that much? Y'all thought about that. If I didn't like what I was getting paid at one job, I'd just go get another one instead of trying to do something like unionize and get all up, you know, just be a burden like that on a company. That's pretty much paying my bills.
Starbucks has 8,000 stores in the United States. And again, you know, the first thing that popped into your mind, Coleman, was, you know, how much more expensive is the coffee going to be at Starbucks? Because that's how business works. But Starbucks is already extremely expensive.
Smokey says, I just quit my job as a heavy equipment operator. I'm going to work there. I don't blame you. This text says, people should make what they are worth, but people are worth whatever somebody's willing to pay them. See, that's how that works.
That'd be something. Starting next week, broadcasting live from Starbucks. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Hey, what's up?
You'll come harass me at my job, John?
We'll both be there.
Spelling people's names wrong on a label.
I mean, $23 an hour to work at Starbucks. That's something. And I bet you they're going to raise their prices. They're already extremely high prices. I bet you that they're going to raise them to pay their employees up to $23 an hour.
And from what I hear, the people that go to Starbucks are willing to pay it.
How about that? But that's going to start pretty soon over at that very successful business. And this is I am a pro-capitalist. I am a pro-business person, and I'm for businesses doing whatever they want to do. And if they think this is best for them, I will tell you, you pay that much money an hour to employees, they will have the best hourly employees in the United States. I thought that was Chick-fil-A. I thought, because, you know, you go to Chick-fil-A, I mean, every employee there, they seem like angels.
Oh, yeah, they literally save lives. They defibrillate you, you pass out, they hand out bottles of water, they give you the Heimlich maneuver if you choke on a chicken tender.
Yeah, we've seen and talked about stories of Chick-fil-A employees jumping out the drive-through window into somebody's car, saving their lives from choking, and then changing their tire, helping them do that.
They've done that too, yes.
Well, I just thought that was wow. And we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us. Are you ready for Halloween? Are you a big Halloween fan? I know some people that are really into it, some people that aren't into it at all, and then there's some people who are kind of in the middle. We got a lot to do on the show today. Hey, and the Saints made some news as a former Saints favorite is back with the Saints. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And the mask mandate was dropped by our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, when he had his press conference a couple of days ago. And that started yesterday here in the state of Louisiana. And it was announced yesterday that the city of New Orleans will drop its mask mandate starting tomorrow.
Yay!
Yes. You know what's interesting? When our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, announced that the state is dropping its mask mandate a couple of days ago, and he said the only place there will be a mask mandate is in schools, kindergarten through 12th grade, unless the school district, or if it's a private school, the school said we're dropping the mask mandate too. And I noticed there are several school districts and schools who said we're dropping the mask mandate too. I know St. Tammany Parish Public Schools said no mask mandate for us. I've got some Facebook friends that posted letters, or emails that they received from their schools saying we're dropping the mask mandate too. So many of the school districts and private schools had said see you later, masks as well. This is this is great news for the city of New Orleans to join the rest of the state of Louisiana 2 days later. And
it'll be interesting to see, because once again, the mask mandate, it just removes the mask mandate. People can still wear a mask if they choose to, if they want to. And this will be a great barometer to check out how many people really still wear their masks in spite of the mask mandate being lifted, as far as those who just can't wait to take their masks off. It'll be interesting to see who still goes in stores and still wear their masks because they feel more comfortable. Well, 'cause the masks are here to stay.
Well, Coleman, for you and me, starting tomorrow, when we walk in the front doors of our building here in the CBD in New Orleans where our studios are, we won't have to wear the mask anymore.
Because our company policy still requires us to wear a mask. Even though the city has lifted the mandate, we don't know what the company's going to say yet. The company hasn't lifted their mask requirement.
Well, you're right about that. But when we walk in here tomorrow to walk through the front doors of the big building we're in.
Yeah. We don't have to wear a mask.
We don't have to wear a mask. When we come up, when we get on the elevator, and then we come up to the floor where our studios are at, when we walk into our company's office doors, then until they tell us, I think we'll have to put the mask back on, right?
Yeah. Until we get the official word from the company. But once again, I was never against masks. I was always against the mandate.
Yeah, so this is great news, and they're doing this 2 days before Halloween, because Halloween is Sunday this year, and the mask mandate in the city of New Orleans has been lifted as of Friday, and I think this is fantastic.
That's going to be cool to see on Friday. Everybody's going to celebrate. Woohoo! We don't have to wear a mask. Oh, wait. Halloween's coming up. I should go buy a mask.
Go put a mask on. So the mayor of the city of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, she said the mask mandate would be suspended tomorrow, October 29th. And this comes 2 days after the governor of the state of Louisiana, John Taco Bell Edwards, said the same thing. And they both said, I mean, hopefully this is how it'll be forever, but they're still keeping an eye on numbers. They still want people to socially distance. They still want people to be aware that COVID is still out there. But
this is actually a good sign when it pertains to Mardi Gras, because we were wondering if the Crew of Boo rolling parade would do well, then that would look good when it comes to Mardi Gras. So the fact that we had the Crew of Boo Saturday and now we're lifting the mask mandate, to me that's a good sign that things are headed in the right direction when it comes to Mardi Gras season in 2022.
That's right. And all I've ever wanted was what most people want, is for life to get back to the way it was before we even knew what coronavirus was, before we knew about COVID. And this is these are some big steps in that direction. But I was encouraged yesterday, before even hearing about the city of New Orleans dropping its mask mandate, how many school districts said we're dropping it too? I think that's fantastic. And again, whether it's schools or anybody else, I think anybody can wear their masks if they think that that's what's best for them and the people around them. And I'm sure you're still going to see some people wearing masks. I'm sure some parents may still want their kids to wear masks in school and free to do that, but there's just no mandate by authority. And I've never been a fan of government mandates. So this is good news, and we're excited about that. Coleman, are you a big Halloween guy? Because Halloween is Sunday. I've been to your house. Your neighborhood seems like it would be a fairly popular Halloween neighborhood for kids.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I make sure all my lights are off. I make sure I cut off all the porches. I participate in Halloween parties if I know women are going to be dressed in sexy Halloween outfits. But no, I don't celebrate Halloween, you know, in general. I'm not a big Halloween guy. I'm a big Fat Tuesday guy. I might go to a Halloween party, but as far as like trick-or-treating and dressing up and all that, nah.
So on Sunday night, you're not going to have a Halloween decoration on your front stoop. Your lights aren't going to be shining bright. You're not going to have a big bowl of candy sitting next to the front door.
No, if I can pull it off, I'm going to try to make my property look like an empty lot. You know, maybe put a drape over my entire house to make people think there's not even a house here to even try to ring a doorbell or knock on a door to see if there's candy inside.
I live in an apartment building now. I mean, I've lived in houses in the past, and I always used to get Halloween candy, turn the light on. I think there was 1 year I wasn't feeling well, and I turned all the lights out, and I didn't have any Halloween candy. But for most Halloween years, when I lived in a house, I would always have Halloween candy, and I would always turn on the lights. But I live in an apartment building now, so it really don't have anybody knocking on your apartment door.
I don't like it on a regular day when people come knock at my door. So Halloween, every 3 minutes, trick or treat. I don't even like when Christmas carolers come. I don't like unannounced visits is my point, no matter what day it is.
Well, Great news for the city of New Orleans as we now join the rest of the state of Louisiana in lifting the mask mandate. We did it 2 days later. That starts tomorrow, on the Friday ahead of Halloween weekend. Great news. And you got to, boy, after the last over a year and a half, anytime you get good news, it's got to make you feel really, really, really good. All right, coming up on the show. Hey, the Saints got back a fan favorite. Did you see that? They made a trade. We will we'll tell you about that. We're also going to tell you about a sugar mama, a real-life sugar mama. She pays her man $15,000 a month, and he does whatever she wants. Boy, for 15 grand a month, if that's a relationship I'd think about. Hang out with us. We've got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Researchers say the smell of pumpkins can cause sexual arousal in men. It's a decent smell, but I've never gotten sexually aroused by the smell of a pumpkin.
Neither have I.
Anyways, researchers say the smell of a pumpkin can cause sexual arousal in men. But before you act on the urge, make sure you blow out the candle. Please. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. We have an update on a story that we have talked about on this show. Do you remember a few months back, there was a man who New Orleans police looking for because he was in a horse stable at City Park here in New Orleans, and he did sex with one of the horses. And there were some pictures going around, not of the actual act, but they had pictures of the guy standing right in or next to the stable, and they said, if you know who this is, let us know. We're looking for him. And then the story just went away for a while. Well, breaking news. Man accused of doing sex with horses in New Orleans arrested and jailed for the same crime in California. He was in Northern California in Marin County. You know, Marin County, that's, if you get on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and you drive over that bridge, when you get off the Golden Gate Bridge, you're in Marin County. Well, the Marin County Sheriff's Office arrested Koshawn Dion Baker.
Koshawn.
Well, according to the Marin County Sheriff's Office, he was arrested by the National Park Service Rangers. And he was arrested on charges including cruelty to animals and sexual assault on an animal. His bail is, his bail is $150,000. They arrested him after an incident at a riding club in Marin County, Florida. Someone had broken into a building, vandalized the building, and released about 10 horses.
So what, this guy was going on tour or something? He was trying to do a horse in each state. How did he end up from Louisiana, California? It means, 'cause we thought about that when he did his business in City Park. Somebody had to know this guy because we got clear pictures of his face. We got clear pictures of his tattoos. He had a very distinct haircut. So it was like, how can we not find this guy when we have all of this evidence and, you know, all of these pictures and this imagery going around? How could he just disappear? We were wondering that. Well, now we know. It seems like he was just traveling the country. And I guess each state he went in, he just had to get him some.
You know, that's incredible to me. You know, there are some people are criminals and they will commit crimes in one city or one area, then go to a different city, different area, commit crimes because they're criminals. And they'll go to another city, another area, commit crimes. This guy did sex with a horse in New Orleans, and then he gets arrested for the same thing in Northern California.
This also means he had to scout out his locations and figure out a way how he can get in. It wasn't like he just pulled up and tried it. This means he had to premeditate this. He had to go drive around, look at the venue, try to figure out what's the best point of entry, and like plot it out. He was probably at home with a sheet of paper and putting X's and O's and leap and arrow marks. I'm going to go in through here. I'm going to wake up at this time in the morning. I'm going to hop over there. He probably had the Google map. Where can I find horses?
Well, a spokesperson for the Golden Gate National Recreation Area declined to elaborate on the sex crimes, but they did say that none of the horses required medical attention. So that's good news. Wow. You would... Mental illness? He has to be mentally ill.
Well, he does have some wires crossed. He has an insatiable appetite for another species.
So. I mean, nay means nay. But with all the attention that people put on mental health these days, you would have to think that man.
No, horse.
They've been searching for this guy in New Orleans since last December. So it's 10 months it's been since this very disturbing story broke. And, now we know who he is.
Now, horses can sleep easy tonight, knowing that they're safe.
Yes. 23-year-old Koshawn Baker.
Koshawn.
Now behind bars. Coming up next, it's this morning's Big O segment. Are you ready for Halloween? Still got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. Since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
The Big O is a segment where I always want to get your take on something. And this morning, since we're only a few days away, a few nights away from Halloween, I wanted to find out, are you into Halloween? I know Halloween is for kids, but we also know that there are many adults that are really into Halloween as well. I'm sure in your neighborhood, there are houses that you'll see that are really, really into Halloween, that are all tricked out. I've noticed some of my Facebook friends posting pictures of their homes with the Halloween decorations, and they're just so into it. I mean, I personally, I like Halloween, but I'm not that into it. I mean, are you an adult who dresses up for Halloween? Do you put on a costume?
It depends. Like with me, I'm not into Halloween, but I do like going to parties where women wear sexy Halloween outfits. I don't mind going to Halloween parties. And sometimes I may dress up just to participate, but that's with most holidays. I don't celebrate most of them, but I do participate in them. The only one I celebrate is Fat Tuesday, but I do like seeing women with the sexy cat outfits, the sexy pirate outfits. I'm really into that. But as far as like the trick-or-treating and the candy and the boo, all that crazy stuff, nah.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Halloween, Coleman, how it is different for men and women. I mean, for a lot of years, how many times have we seen the sexy witch outfit? I mean, women dressing up for Halloween
is my favorite part.
Yeah, is completely different than men dressing up for Halloween, because a lot of times women dressing up for Halloween, it's an excuse for them to dress extremely provocative.
Exactly. And that's not to take away from when I see some really great creative costumes. You know, sometimes, you know, you walk around the city, if you go to some parties. I've seen some very creative and inspiring costumes. I think one of your friends went as Walter White one year. I thought that was pretty creative. He walked around in his underwear and all that.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that. So I do like creative costumes. My costumes aren't really that creative when I do decide to dress up. But for the most part, my whole goal is to see sexy women's outfits at Halloween parties.
Yeah, that's what the first thing I think of when I think of Halloween. Well, the first thing I think of are kids who love trick-or-treating and putting on a fun costume and getting as much candy as they can, because that's what Halloween is about. But we also know that there are some adults that are really, really into it as well. And
are you dressing up for Halloween, John?
I'm not. I mean, if there was a Halloween party I was going to this weekend, or I may do something, but I've always looked at it as something for kids.
Okay. So I know that there's also a Saints game that falls on Halloween, and we also have the Super Saints fans that dress up, but they dress up year round. It doesn't matter that the next home game going to be on Halloween. They dress up regardless. So it makes me wonder, do the Super Saints fans, are they going to do something extra for Halloween when they dress up, or are they still going to wear their usual, Saints costumes that they usually wear on a normal home game?
Well, living in New Orleans, Halloween could be pretty much any night of the year. And you just brought up the Saints are playing Halloween, because Halloween is Sunday. Did you see the Saints? They just traded for Mark Ingram.
I saw that.
Mark Ingram is back in New Orleans. I don't know if he's the same Mark Ingram that left 2.5 years ago, but it only cost the Saints a couple of late round draft picks to bring Mark Ingram back to New Orleans, and now he could be RB2 behind Alvin Kamara.
This is from Billy. It says, I'm dressed up right now. We do a little a costume contest at work, and today is it. Well, you can't just tell us that, Billy, and not tell us what you're dressed up as. Don't just tell us you're doing a Halloween costume contest, but you're not telling us what you're dressed up as. Come on, Billy. Come harder than that.
Yeah, let us know. Again, there are some adults that are extremely into Halloween, and they love everything about it. They love the costumes, and they love the. Are you like that? And if you're listening, is your home decorated? Will you have the lights shining bright on Sunday night for trick-or-treaters? Do you have a bunch of candy inside the house that you're ready to give out? And what's your favorite Halloween candy? I think mine are probably M&M's with peanuts.
David says, one year we went as a six-pack of Heineken beer. If one had to go pee, we all had to go pee. I guess the six-pack was still in a little wrap, in a little whatever that thing is, the little plastic part that keeps all the beer intact. Scott says, I dress as a sexy fat dude every day. Well, all right. And Golf War Vet, I don't do Halloween, but I was born on Thanksgiving Day. That's pretty cool.
So, Coleman, like I said, I've been to your house. You live in a nice neighborhood. You have a nice house. But your lights aren't going to be shining bright on Sunday, and you're not going to have Halloween candy. That's not something you do.
If I can help it, if there's somewhere I can go, I won't even be home if I can help it. I don't like people just popping up at my house. And Halloween is one of the, even if you don't have the lights, they probably just assume, well, maybe his light fixture is broken or something like that. Maybe I should put on a sign that says, no candy here or something like that, just to avoid it. But someone always tries me, no matter how dark I keep the house, no matter how, you know, the blinds are solid and there's no light coming in or out. Somebody always tries. Trick or treat. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, that's the other thing about Halloween. It's the only night of the year where a lot of people want strangers to come to their homes. Living in New Orleans, I'm not really a fan of strangers coming to your home, but on Halloween, sure. And Halloween also seemingly less, as the years go on, less and less people seem to participate.
I don't know. I think it's about what and what. Ray Marrero says, I'm going to dress like a ref and go to the dome. Rodney says, they're going to dress up at the Squid Games. That's going to be a popular costume this year. I can already tell. The Squid Game costumes, the jumpsuits, that's going to be probably the most dominant, most seen costume this Halloween.
Yeah, Squid Games is a popular new television show, and I've already seen where Squid Game costumes have been banned at a bunch of schools, elementary schools, and they were telling the teachers and the schools were telling their parents, don't let your kids dress as in a Squid Game costume.
Yeah, Kat ordered some Squid Game costumes, but they haven't showed up yet.
So this is a couple of part question. Are you into Halloween? Just give us a yes or no answer. Text us 504-260-9595. Are you into Halloween? Do you like to dress in a costume every year for Halloween? And what's your favorite Halloween candy? To not just eat, but to give out.
I think my favorite Halloween candy is Jaeger shots. Not to give out, though. But Billy did text back. He says he's going to be Adam Sandler's Dracula. He's going to go blah, blah, blah when he answers the phones.
So he's going to dress as Dracula.
Yeah, a vampire. Pretty standard.
So text us. Are you ready for Sunday night? Is it something that you're into or not? And are you wearing a costume? And what is your favorite Halloween candy to eat and to give out? Again, M&M with peanuts. I'm telling you, M&M's with peanuts. They Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. Since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
The Big O is a segment where I always want to get your take on something. And this morning, since we're only a few days away, few nights away from Halloween, I wanted to find out, are you into Halloween? I know Halloween is for kids, but we also know that there are many adults that are really into Halloween as well. I'm sure in your neighborhood there are houses that you'll see that are really, really into Halloween, that are all tricked out. I've noticed some of my Facebook friends posting pictures of their homes with the Halloween decorations, and they're just so into it. I mean, I personally like Halloween, but I'm not that into it. I mean, are you an adult who dresses up for Halloween? Do you put on a costume?
It depends. Like with me, I'm not into Halloween, but I do like going to parties where women wear sexy Halloween outfits. I don't mind going to Halloween parties. And sometimes I may dress up just to participate, but that's with most holidays. I don't celebrate most of them, but I do participate in them. The only one I celebrate is Fat Tuesday, but I do like seeing women with the sexy cat outfits, the sexy pirate outfits. I'm really into that. But as far as like the trick-or-treating and the candy and the boo, all that crazy stuff, nah.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Halloween, Coleman, how it is different for men and women. I mean, for a lot of years, how many times have we seen the sexy witch outfit? I mean, women dressing up for Halloween
is my favorite part.
Yeah, is completely different than men dressing up for Halloween, because a lot of times women dressing up for Halloween, they it's an excuse for them to dress extremely provocative.
Exactly. And that's not to take away from when I see some really great creative costumes. You know, sometimes, you know, you walk around the city, if you go to some parties, I've seen some very creative and inspiring costumes. I think one of your friends went as Walter White one year. I thought that was pretty creative. He walked around in his underwear and all that.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that. So I do like creative costumes. My costumes aren't really that creative when I do decide to dress up. But for the most part, my whole goal is to see sexy women's outfits at Halloween parties.
Yeah, the first thing I think of when I think of Halloween. Well, the first thing I think of are kids who love trick-or-treating and putting on a fun costume and getting as much candy as they can, because that's what Halloween is about. But we also know that there are some adults that are really, really into it as well. And
are you dressing up for Halloween, John?
I'm not the biggest. No, I'm not. I'm not, I mean, if there was a Halloween party I was going to this weekend I may do something, but I've always looked at it as something for kids.
Okay. So I know that there's also a Saints game that falls on Halloween, and we also have the Super Saints fans that dress up, but they dress up year round. It doesn't matter that the next home game going to be on Halloween. They dress up regardless. So it makes me wonder, do the Super Saints fans, are they going to do something extra for Halloween when they dress up, or are they still going to wear their usual, Saints costumes that they usually wear on a normal home game?
Well, living in New Orleans, Halloween could be pretty much any night of the year. And you just brought up the Saints are playing Halloween, because Halloween is Sunday. Did you see the Saints? They just traded for Mark Ingram.
I saw that.
Mark Ingram is back in New Orleans. I don't know if he's the same Mark Ingram that left 2.5 years ago, but it only cost the Saints a couple of late round draft picks to bring Mark Ingram back to New Orleans, and now he could be RB2 behind Alvin Kamara.
This is from Billy. It says, I'm dressed up right now. We do a little costume contest at work, and today is it. Well, you can't just tell us that, Billy, and not tell us what you're dressed up as. Don't just tell us you're doing a Halloween costume contest, but you're not telling us what you're dressed up as. Come on, Billy. Come harder than that.
Yeah, let us know. Again, there are some adults that are extremely into Halloween, and they love everything about it. They love the costumes, and they love the... Are you like that? And if you're listening, is your home decorated? Will you have the lights shining bright on Sunday night for trick or treaters? Do you have a bunch of candy inside the house that you're ready to give out? And what's your favorite Halloween candy? I think mine are probably M&M's with peanuts.
David says, 1 year we went as a six-pack of Heineken beer. If one had to go pee, we all had to go pee. I guess the six-pack was still in a little wrap, in a little whatever that thing is, the little plastic part that keeps all the beer intact. Scott says, I dress as a sexy fat dude every day. Well, all right. And Golf War Vet, I don't do Halloween, but I was born on Thanksgiving Day. That's pretty cool.
So, Coleman, like I said, I've been to your house. You live in a nice neighborhood. You have a nice house. But your lights aren't going to be shining bright on Sunday, and you're not going to have Halloween candy. That's not something you do.
If I can help it, if there's somewhere I can go, I won't even be home if I can help it. I don't like people just popping up at my house. And Halloween is one of the, even if you don't have the lights, they probably just assume, well, maybe his light fixture is broken or something like that. Maybe I should put on a sign that says, no candy here or something like that, just to avoid it. But someone always tries me, no matter how dark I keep the house, no matter how, you know, the blinds are solid and there's no light coming in or out, somebody always tries. Trick or treat. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, that's the other thing about Halloween. It's the only night of the year where a lot of people want strangers to come to their homes. Living in New Orleans, I'm not really a fan of strangers coming to your home. But on Halloween, sure. And Halloween also, seemingly. Less, as the years go on, less and less people seem to participate.
I don't know. I think it's about what and what. Ray Marrero says, I'm going to dress like a ref and go to the dome. Rodney says, they're going to dress up at the Squid Games. That's going to be a popular costume this year. I can already tell. The Squid Game costumes, the jumpsuits, that's going to be probably the most dominant most seen costume this Halloween.
Yeah, Squid Games is a popular new television show, and I've already seen where Squid Game costumes have been banned at a bunch of schools, elementary schools, and they were telling the teachers and the schools were telling their parents, don't let your kids dress as in a Squid Game costume.
Yeah, Kat ordered some Squid Game costumes, but they haven't showed up yet.
So this is a couple of part question. Are you into Halloween? Just give us a yes or no answer. Text us 504-260-9595. Are you into Halloween? Do you like to dress in a costume every year for Halloween? And what's your favorite Halloween candy? To not just eat, but to give out.
I think my favorite Halloween candy is Jaeger shots. Not to give out, though. But Billy did text back. He says he's going to be Adam Sandler's Dracula. He's going to go blah, blah, blah when he answers the phones.
So he's going to dress as Dracula.
Yeah, a vampire. Pretty standard.
So text us. Are you ready for Sunday night? Is it something that you're into or not? And are you wearing a costume? And what is your favorite Halloween candy to eat and to give out? Again, M&M with peanuts. I'm telling you, M&M's with peanuts. They've always been. I know that's kind of boring, but I mean, compared to candy corn.
Oh, anything's better than candy corn. How about Starburst though?
I'm a big Starburst fan.
I found out where the juice from Starburst comes from. You know how they say, how do they put the juice in the Starburst? I figured it out. What it is when you bite into a Starburst, it flavorizes your saliva. So the juice that you're actually tasting is just your saliva tasting like whatever's flavor Starburst that you put into your mouth. That's how they trick you.
That's how Starburst work?
Yeah.
So text us. 504-260-9595. Again, keep them short. Are you into Halloween or not? I mean, are you wearing a costume? If so, what? And what's your favorite Halloween candy to eat and to give out? 504-260-9595. Keep them short. And if your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Up in St. Charles, Minnesota, thieves cleaned out a pumpkin farm. Needless to say, the farmer is out of his gourd. Hey, coming up next, your texts on your Halloween. Are you into it? Do you love wearing costumes or do you light up your house and decorate your house and you have lots of Halloween candy to give to the kids? Is it something you're really into? Because over the years, they say less and less people trick-or-treat, less and less people are into Halloween. You know, compared to the way it used to be. You dress up. What's your favorite Halloween candy? Text us, and your texts are coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund with you. And this morning's Big O segment, if you're just joining us, I asked, are you into Halloween? Since Halloween is Sunday night, is it something that you're into? Look, Halloween is for kids, but we all know there are plenty of adults who love it. They love getting their house all decorated. They love wearing costumes. I'm not the biggest costume person. If I was going to a Halloween party, I'd wear a costume, but there are some adults that are so into Halloween, and I wanted to get to know you a little bit better if you listen to this radio show, and I wanted to find out how into Halloween are you? Are you ready for Sunday night, or are you just going to turn off the lights and lay on the floor in your house?
Shea says, I'm not into it, but I do it because of the kids. I'm not dressing up. And my favorite candy is Milk Duds, I guess.
And Milk Duds are good. And I asked you what your favorite Halloween candy is to eat and to give out. I'm a big M&M with peanuts person.
People keep trying to pressure me to have kids, but when I hear a story like that, when you do things you don't really want to do because of your kids, it's kind of discouraging.
Well, wait a minute, but kids love Halloween.
I know
Coleman.
They do. Exactly. And you have to do it because they love it. I wonder when did it happen where you took this satanic pagan holiday and it became a kid's holiday? I wonder how long that took. This text says, Michael Myers here. Okay. This text says, I love Halloween. I just turned 50 today and always had Halloween parties. That was from Snags. Boston Bobby says, good morning. I love Halloween and my favorite candy is the old Boston baked beans. That makes sense. Boston Bobby likes Boston baked beans and the old Butterfinger. And Halloween is probably my second most decorated time.
Hey, Bobby!
This text says, nope, and I'm going to leave a bucket of candy corn at the front door. Oh, that's horrible. Why would you do something like that?
But you know, and I ask these questions because again, I want to. If you listen to this show, it'd be nice to get to know you a little bit better. But I remember Coleman. There were always stories about Halloween, about how the parents would have to check all the candy because every year, seemingly, some nut in every neighborhood was putting needles inside of Snickers bars or things like that. And I never, nothing like that ever happened.
Yeah, but
to me or anybody I know, but those stories, every year you would hear those stories. Be careful with that candy you eat.
And most of them end up being false. And right now the one is be careful that somebody's giving your children weed gummy bears or weed brownies and stuff like that. But nobody's giving away weed for free.
Yeah, who's putting drugs that cost money into a Halloween candy?
This text says, candy corn should be permanently banned.
Yeah, I'm no fan of candy corn. I'm a huge fan of candy, and I'm a fan of corn. It's one of my favorite vegetables, but I don't like the two together.
This text says, I'm going to a Halloween party with my friends, and I'm dressing as a fairy. And personally, I love candy corn, and I don't understand the slander.
Ooh,
interesting.
By different strokes.
I would love to see the fairy outfit, though. Mm. This text says, I'm 25 and I love Halloween. At my college, I'm dressing up as Pikachu from Pokemon. And it's because it's their 25th anniversary. Damn, Pokemon is 25 years old. God damn, I'm old. And my favorite candy is Tootsie Rolls and Reese's. That's from Hannah.
Tootsie Rolls and Reese's absolutely rule.
Dude, 25. Did you hear about that dude that bought Pokemon card with his COVID relief fund? The Pokemon cost like $50,000 or something like that. He took his COVID relief fund and bought a $57,000 Pokemon card.
Didn't he get arrested for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be spending your COVID relief money on Pokemon.
Yeah, there was a Pokemon ring theft, like people stealing cards from Walmart and stuff. This text says, I love Halloween. Each year I add another lawn decoration. So far I have 5 homemade zombies, a 7-foot floating Grim Reaper, 3 ghosts, and 2 fog machines.
See, that's cool. If you're into it, stuff like that is very cool.
This text says, oh, yeah, we're a big Halloween family. I have 5 daughters from 7 and, to 19, and we all love it, and we all dress up as a theme, whether it's the Bat family or the zombies or a group of scarecrows. Some may be cute and some scary, but we enjoy doing it together as a family.
Coleman, when I was younger, I used to love the night before Halloween. Every bit as much, if not more, than Halloween. We called it Mischief Night. I know it has different names in different
parts. I've never heard of that.
Parts of the country. You've never heard of that, the night before Halloween?
No, All Hallows Eve, that's what I heard of.
No, we would go to the store, we would buy a bunch of toilet paper and eggs.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Use egg houses and throw toilet paper in the trees.
Yeah, a bunch of shaving cream, and we would just go have a good time. I mean, you know, you don't hurt anybody, but boy, you go and have a blast on Mischief Night.
Did you play Ding Dong Ditch?
Ditch It.
Right.
Ding Dong Ditch It was the name of the game, because you push the button, it dings and it dongs, and then you have to ditch it. Yes, we played Ding Dong Ditch It.
This text says, I'm dressing up as an old bald guy because there's nothing scarier than getting old and losing your hair.
Wow.
Hey, no, that's not frightening. I can't wait to get old, because the older I get, the more people leave me alone.
Well, look, we always appreciate your texts, and I wonder if it's true that not as many people Halloween, or at least participate in Halloween these days than they used to. I wonder if that's the case. It's just the whole premise of Halloween, just dressing up in a disguise, a costume, knocking on strangers' doors and having them give you free candy, just the whole premise of that. I mean.
Well, that's not how it started. It has a history. It's not just, hey, let's go get candy. It has some kind of spiritual, demonic, pagan ritual stuff going on, but we've evolved since then, and now it's candy for kids.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, the demonic pagan ritual stuff, that was cool too, but man, yeah, dressing up as somebody else in a costume and knocking on strangers' doors and being handed free candy. I mean, when you're a kid, there's Life doesn't get any better than that. All right, coming up on the show, we still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us for that. And I got to tell you about this woman who is telling the world she is a sugar mama. She pays her man $15,000 a month to do whatever she wants. And evidently they have a happy relationship. Hey, whatever works, right? For $15,000 a month, I might give that a shot. Stay tuned. You're on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And tonight, there's a good NFL football game on. The Green Bay Packers are playing the last undefeated team in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals. That should be a good game. And if you haven't signed up for our King of the Bayou football challenge yet, you should, because every week, if whoever picks the most winners in the NFL games, no point spread, just pick the winner. Whoever picks the most each week wins $50 to go spend at Zapardo's
Cha-ching.
Family Market in Metairie. So we have winners every week. I know if you haven't gotten involved yet, you won't be able to win the grand prize. We're giving out over $6,000 worth of prizes when the season's over. But since you got in, even if you get in late, you could still win that $50 for Zapardo's. Just go to our website, bayou957.com, and click on our King of the Bayou football challenge. Tonight's game should be a good one.
Where you going with?
I like Arizona tonight.
Really? I'm going with Green Bay, because the fact that Arizona is the only undefeated team makes me feel like they're going to lose.
They're the last one left.
Yep.
And it's going to be tough to pick the Saints this weekend.
Yeah, very.
You got Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming into the dome. So good luck with that. We have a lot of fun doing our King of the Bayou football challenge here.
Yep, this week is going to be the week I jump Ginty. Ginty is currently at number one with 50 points, and I'm right behind him at 49.
Well, I must be right behind you at 48 or something.
No,
like
you're
that.
At 47. I'm 2 points behind.
I'm two. Wow. Jeez.
I'm coming for Ginty's ass this week.
I just saw this story, and there's a woman, and she announced this on TikTok, and a lot of people are talking about it. She says she's a sugar mama.
Yeah! Woo! Yes!
Woo! She has a boyfriend, and she pays him $15,000 a month to do whatever she wants him to do.
Cha-ching. Is that a boyfriend or a personal assistant?
Well, she's 44 years old. She says her name is Julie. She said she's a proud cougar. And she's a sugar mama. Her man is 15 years younger than she is. And she pays him $15,000 a month. Look, I know different strokes, but if this works, and if they're both happy, I mean, geez, we've all seen relationships come and go, but this is something it's never been offered to me, but if it was, I would think about this for 5 minutes.
So do you think the boyfriend really, really loves her for her, or do you think he's just in it for the money?
Does it matter?
No, it really doesn't. That's the point. Also, if they're doing sex, is he a prostitute? Because she is paying him to do whatever she wants. So technically, it's prostitution, right?
Well, he would be the prostitute.
Yeah, it's still the act of prostitution, right? So does the fact that they're in a quote-unquote relationship, does that stop the fact that it's prostitution because they're in a relationship? But if she is paying him money for her to do whatever she wants with him, that sounds like prostitution. Not saying I'm against it. Don't get me wrong. I would love to be in this dude's position. However, that's prostitution.
Is he a boyfriend or is he a male prostitute?
Does it matter? Are they happy? Like you said, are they happy? See, the thing is, I would like to have that money, but when she says he has to do whatever I want, that's kind of vague because I do have my boundaries and there are certain things that I'm not doing no matter how much you pay me. So we would have to negotiate what some of this stuff is. Like, I'll go get her some coffee and breakfast in bed and I'll do, you know, some strange sex, but I'm not going all the way off the deep end.
Yeah, she says she only dates younger men because they can keep up with her.
See that? I got a surprise for her. My cardio is on point.
She says there's no drama in her relationship. They get along great. Could you imagine earning $15,000 a month just being an older woman's boyfriend?
What's Gail Benson doing these days?
Hey, look, I've asked her out a couple of times.
I hear she's pretty financially stable. You know, so anybody could be in a relationship with Gail Benson wouldn't have to worry about the light bill. This text says, that dude is a prostitute.
So he's a male prostitute?
Technically speaking, yes. But so, should it matter is the point. If the roles were reversed, if this was an older woman paying an older man paying a younger woman that much money just to, quote-unquote, be his girlfriend, would we look down on the dude and the girl? If the roles were reversed, like, ew, man, that's a sugar daddy. She doesn't really like you.
Well, that happens, I believe, a lot more than sugar mamas happen. I mean, there are websites where college girls go and they find older, richer guys to be their sugar daddies.
Yeah, and we look at the older, richer guy like that slob. He can't get a woman. That's why he has to pay this woman. But when it comes to the woman being a sugar mama, I kind of admire that. I think she's a hero in certain factors.
Yeah, she says that she takes care of her younger man. She buys him anything that he wants, and in return, he does anything I want. $15,000 a month. And evidently, she used to pay him more. But I think the price has gone down.
Why? Because he's getting older and he can't keep up?
She said, I lowered it because last month he forgot to clean the swimming pool.
I guess that's fair. So he's a pool boy, too. He's a pool boy, a mailman, an escort, probably washes the dishes and the laundry.
Dude, for $15,000 a month, he's everything. He's absolutely everything.
I hope he's a security guard, too, because I might have to move in on his territory. I hope he knows how to fight, because that money looks good to me, too, sir. I'm going to have to go find Julie and shoot my shot.
Yeah, well, she's become very popular on TikTok. Okay, she's an attractive 44-year-old woman, and she says she gets told a lot. She doesn't look 44. In the pictures here, she doesn't look 44.
I mean, you know, 44 had a look. You know, we're getting so, youth has become so, that even 55, 65-year-old women look about 30, 40, look younger than they're supposed to.
Again, this is something that that most guys would never get the opportunity to be a part of, to do. But what if you had the opportunity and she was attractive, she was cool, you liked hanging out with her, and oh, by the way, she'll be your sugar mama and pay you $15,000. I mean, for $15,000 a month, you don't have to work.
No, $15,000, that is his job, to be her manservant. That's his job. But you say we don't get the opportunity. Maybe we're not looking hard enough. Maybe there is a website called Sugar Mamas that we don't know about. We just have to do some Googles to see if we can find our own little sugar mama.
No, there are plenty of sugar daddy websites, Coleman. But
they have to have at least one.
The sugar mama isn't as popular as the sugar daddy.
They have to be out there. This text says he's a full blown porn movie: pool boy, gardener, pizza delivery guy, and personal trainer.
He's everything for $15,000 a month.
The cameraman, the boom mic operator, the director, the editor, the cleanup crew.
Boy, that's one of those things that you think about. And I mean, I'm sure there are some negatives for him. Like, do I really have to clean the toilet right now? But
yeah, like what if she says, "I want you to lick my feet today"?
Well, there's got to be lines drawn. But for $15,000 a month, having a sugar mama. Boy, that's got me thinking for a few minutes.
I'll do some research, John.
Hey, coming up next, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. I can't believe what this person did to a cop. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. I just read where Bruce Springsteen was a big fan of punk rock. He had just made it. Born to Run came out in 1975, and that made him big, really big. And then punk rock started just after that. And he said he loved punk rock. And he met the Ramones one night somewhere, and he was talking to the Ramones, and he said, I'm gonna write you guys a song. He wrote them a song, but his manager wouldn't let him give that song to the Ramones. His manager said, "You got to keep this one." Mm. Because he had just written a song called "Because of the Night," which he gave to Patti Smith, and she had a big hit with it. "Because the Night Belongs to Lovers." So he wrote a song for the Ramones, but his manager wouldn't let him give it to him. He said, "You have to record this song because this is going to be a hit." And sure enough, it was. The song "Hungry Heart," he wrote for the Ramones. But then he ended up having a big hit with it.
Well, did he ever write anything for the Ramones since he said he would?
No.
Oh, I wonder how the Ramones feel about that.
But I could just imagine that song done by the Ramones. I mean, it would sound like pretty much every other Ramones song, but I bet you they would have, it would have been very cool. "Had a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack. Went out for a ride and I never went back."
Oh my God, John. Awesome vocals. Why? Why haven't you done the Ash Clowns to do a cover version of that song? You do your little rendition of it.
The Ramones doing the Bruce Springsteen song, "Hungry Heart"?
Yeah. Oslin doing the Ramones doing the Bruce Springsteen song, yes.
But I just thought that whole story was wild, how Springsteen liked punk. He was talking to the Ramones one night, said he was going to write him a song, and then he did. But his manager said, "No, you have to record this. You can't give this to them. This is going to be a big hit for you." And sure enough, it was. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. hang out with us. I can't believe what this person here in Louisiana did to a cop. That's next. You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone wanted to use that song right there, Another One Bites the Dust, for his movie? What was it, Rocky II or Rocky III? But he ended up going with Eye of the Tiger instead by Survivor, because Queen said no. Sylvester Stallone said, hey, I want to use the song for my movie. And evidently he tried negotiating with Queen to get the rights to that song. And it didn't happen. Queen said no. And so instead of Another One Bites the Dust, they ended up going with the Eye of the Tiger song.
Might I say, John, you are on fire today with your Sylvester Stallone impression, your Ramones impression. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's gotten into you, but you're on fire.
I don't.
Do the Sylvester again. Oh, that was good.
You want to use Another One Bites the Dust. But yeah. but they said no. And just think. If they didn't say no, the song Eye of the Tiger may never have become huge. Because that song became huge because it was in that Rocky movie.
And I think it was a better fit as well.
All right. J.O. here. It's time now for the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man waves down Louisiana police officer just to slap him in the face.
Hi-ya!
This happened in Monroe. A Louisiana man unprovoked slapped a police officer in the face. A Monroe, Louisiana police officer said he was driving his patrol car when a man waved him down. This happened just a couple of days ago. The officer wrote in his police report, I got right here, that the man approached the driver's side window of his police car and said, "What's up, man?" Then he slapped the officer in the face.
Hiya!
And it says here in the police report, the man then said, "Bleep the police," and began walking away.
Oh, didn't even have the courtesy to run. He walked.
He started walking away. Well, you can't do that. And the cop got out of his car and he arrested him. Troy Davis was the man who did this. And
you idiot!
He was booked on a felony charge.
As well as he should.
A battery of a police officer. Now, I wonder... Obviously, the first question that goes through our heads when we see something like this is, why would anyone ever do that? But why would he slap him in the face instead of, if he's going to do it, why would he slap him in the face with an open hand instead of punching him in the face?
Well, I think it's more disrespectful to get slapped. If you're a man and you get slapped by another man, it's more disrespectful than getting punched by another man, because when you fight, that's man to man. But if I decide to slap somebody, that means I really don't like you and I think so little of you that I'm not even going to take the time and effort to ball my fist up because you don't even deserve it. I'm just going to slap you because I'm not trying to knock you out. I'm trying to establish dominance. When you try to punch somebody, you're trying to knock them out. But when you slap somebody, you're saying you're so little of a threat, I'm not even going to try to knock you out because I know you're not going to do anything about it.
Is that where the term bitch slap comes up?
Yeah, the dude was trying to punk him. He tried to bitch slap a cop. My thing is...
He didn't try to bitch slap a cop. He bitch slapped the cop.
No, he tried to get away with bitch slapping the cop, but the cop was not having it. My thing is, how do you decide to throw your life away in that instant? I'm assuming that since the guy waved on the cop, he wasn't going around looking for a cop to slap. He would just happen to be walking by, just happen to see a cop and say it, and then he said to himself, you know what? I don't like police officers, so I'm going to call that cop over here just to slap him. Now he's a felon. You know what I mean? Like, he woke up, he was probably free as a bird, and just decided, yeah, I'm going to throw my life away. Why not? Bitch slap the cop.
Yeah, again, we don't know what goes through people's minds. But here's the man, you're right. He was just on the street. And then all in the course of a minute, he sees a cop driving in his car. He waves the cop over to him.
Hey, come see.
The cop pulls up next to him. And he slapped the cop in the face. And then he said, bleep the police, and he walked away.
One part of me is kind of jealous because he took life by the horns. You know, he saw an opportunity, and he took the life by the horns and said, I'm going to take my opportunity now and bitch slap a cop. No regards for his future.
Well, the man who waved down the Monroe, Louisiana police officer who was driving in his car just to slap him in the face
Hi-ya!
And say, bleep the police. I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Yeah, how fast can you become a felon? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And tonight, there's a good NFL football game on. The Green Bay Packers are playing the last undefeated team in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals. That should be a good game. And if you haven't signed up for our King of the Bayou football challenge yet, you should, because every week, if whoever picks the most winners in the NFL games, no point spread, just pick the winner. Whoever picks the most each week wins $50 to go spend at Zapardo's
Cha-ching.
Family Market in Metairie. So we have winners every week. I know if you haven't gotten involved yet, you won't be able to win the grand prize. We're giving out over $6,000 worth of prizes when the season's over. But since you got in, even if you get in late, you could still win that $50 for Zapardo's. Just go to our website, bayou957.com, and click on our King of the Bayou football challenge. Tonight's game should be a good one.
What are you going with?
I like Arizona tonight.
Really? I'm going with Green Bay. Because the fact that Arizona is the only undefeated team makes me feel like they're going to lose.
They're the last one left.
Yep.
And it's going to be tough to pick the Saints this weekend.
Yeah, very.
You got Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming into the dome. So, good luck with that. We have a lot of fun doing our King of the Bayou football challenge here.
Yep, this week is going to be the week I jump Ginty. Ginty is currently at number one with 50 points, and I'm right behind him at 49.
Well, I must be right behind you at 48 or something.
No,
like
you're
that.
At 47. You're I'm 2 points behind.
I'm two. Wow. Jeez.
I'm coming for Ginty's ass this week.
I just saw this story, and there's a woman, and she announced this on TikTok, and a lot of people are talking about it. She says she's a sugar mama.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
she has a boyfriend and she pays him $15,000 a month to do whatever she wants him to do.
Cha-ching. Is that a boyfriend or a personal assistant?
Well, she's 44 years old. She says her name is Julie. She said she's a proud cougar. And she's a sugar mama. Her man is 15 years younger than she is. And she pays him $15,000 a month. Look, I know different strokes, but if this works, and if they're both happy, I mean, geez, we've all seen relationships come and go, but this is something it's never been offered to me, but if it was, I would think about this for 5 minutes.
So do you think the boyfriend really, really loves her for her, or do you think he's just in it for the money?
Does it matter?
No, it really doesn't. That's the point. Also, if they're doing sex, is he a prostitute? Because she is paying him to do whatever she wants. So technically, it's prostitution, right?
Well, he would be the prostitute.
Yeah, it's still the act of prostitution, right? So does the fact that they're in a quote-unquote relationship, does that stop the fact that it's prostitution because they're in a relationship? But if she is paying him money for her to do whatever she wants with him, that sounds like prostitution. Not saying I'm against it. Don't get me wrong. I would love to be in this dude's position. However, that's prostitution.
Is he a boyfriend or is he a male prostitute?
Does it matter? Are they happy? Like you said, are they happy? See, the thing is, I would like to have that money, but when she says he has to do whatever I want, that's kind of vague because I do have my boundaries, and there are certain things that I'm not doing no matter how much you pay me. So we would have to negotiate what some of this stuff is. Like, I'll go get her some coffee and breakfast in bed, and I'll do, you know, some strange sex, but I'm not going all the way off the deep end.
Yeah, she says she only dates younger men because they can keep up with her.
See that? I got a surprise for her. My cardio is on point.
She says there's no drama in her relationship. They get along great. Could you imagine earning $15,000 a month just being an older woman's boyfriend?
What's Gail Benson doing these days?
Hey, look, I've asked her out a couple of times.
See, I mean, I hear she's pretty financially stable. You know, so anybody could be in a relationship with Gail Benson wouldn't have to worry about the light bill. This text says, that dude is a prostitute.
So he's a male prostitute.
Technically speaking, yes. But so it should it matter is the point. If the roles were reversed, if this was an older woman paying an older man paying a younger woman that much money just to quote unquote be his girlfriend, would we look down on the dude and the girl? If the roles were reversed, like, ew, man, that's a sugar daddy. She doesn't really like you.
Well, that happens, I believe, a lot more than sugar mamas happen. I mean, there are websites where college girls go and they find older, richer guys to be their sugar daddies.
Yeah, and we look at the older, richer guy like that slob. He can't get a woman. That's why he has to pay this woman. But when it comes to the woman being a sugar mama, I kind of admire that. I think she's a hero in certain factors.
Yeah, she says that she takes care of her younger man. She buys him anything that he wants. And in return, he does anything I want. $15,000 a month. And evidently, she used to pay him more. But I think the price has gone down.
Why? Because he's getting older and he can't keep up?
She said, I lowered it because last month he forgot to clean the swimming pool.
Mm. I guess that's fair. So he's a pool boy, too. He's a pool boy, a mailman, an escort, probably washes the dishes and the laundry.
Dude, for $15,000 a month, he's everything. He's absolutely everything.
I hope he's a security guard, too, because I might have to move in on his territory. I hope he knows how to fight, because that money looks good to me, too, sir. I'm going to have to go find Julie and shoot my shot.
Yeah, well, she's become very popular on TikTok. She's an attractive 44-year-old woman, and she says she gets told a lot. She doesn't look 44. In the pictures here, she doesn't look 44.
I mean, you know, 44 had a look. You know, we're getting so... Youth has become so... that even 55, 65-year-old women look about 30, 40, look younger than they're supposed to.
Again, this is something that that most guys would never get the opportunity to be a part of, to do. But what if you had the opportunity and she was attractive, she was cool, you liked hanging out with her, and oh, by the way, she'll be your sugar mama and pay you $15,000. I mean, for $15,000 a month, you don't have to work.
No, $15,000, that is his job, to be her manservant. That's his job. But you say we don't get the opportunity. Maybe we're not looking hard enough. Maybe there is a website called Sugar Mamas that we don't know about. We just have to do some Googles to see if we can find our own little sugar mama.
No, there are plenty of sugar daddy websites, Coleman. But
they have to have at least one.
The sugar mama isn't as popular as the sugar daddy.
They have to be out there. This text says he's a full-blown porn movie. Pool boy, gardener, pizza delivery guy, and personal trainer.
He's everything for $15,000 a month.
The cameraman, the boom mic operator, the director, the editor, the cleanup crew.
Boy, that's one of those things that you think about, and I mean, I'm sure there are some negatives for him. Like, do I really have to clean the toilet right now? But
yeah, like what if she says, "I want you to lick my feet today"?
Well, there's got to be lines drawn. But for $15,000 a month, having a sugar mama. Boy, that's got me thinking for a few minutes.
I'll do some research, John.
Hey, coming up next, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. I can't believe what this person did to a cop. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. I just read where Bruce Springsteen was a big fan of punk rock. He had just made it. Born to Run came out in 1975, and that made him big, really big. And then punk rock started just after that. And he said he loved punk rock. And he met the Ramones one night somewhere, and he was talking to the Ramones, and he said, "I'm gonna write you guys a song." He wrote them a song, but his manager wouldn't let him give that song to the Ramones. His manager said, "You got to keep this one." Because he had just written a song called "Because the Night," which he gave to Patti Smith, and she had a big hit with it. "Because the Night Belongs to Lovers." So he wrote a song for the Ramones, but his manager wouldn't let him give it to him. He said, "You have to record this song because this is going to be a hit." And sure enough, it was. the song Hungry Heart he wrote for the Ramones. But then he ended up having a big hit with it.
Well, did he ever write anything for the Ramones since he said he would?
No.
Oh, I wonder how the Ramones feel about that.
But I could just imagine that song done by the Ramones. I mean, it would sound like pretty much every other Ramones song, but I bet you they would have, it would have been very cool. Had a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack. Went out for a ride and I never went back.
Oh my God, John. Awesome vocals. Why? Why haven't you done, the Ash Clowns to do a cover version of that song? You do your little rendition of it.
The Ramones doing the Bruce Springsteen song, Hungry Heart?
Yeah. Osland doing the Ramones doing the Bruce Springsteen song, yes.
But I just thought that whole story was wild, how Springsteen liked punk. He was talking to the Ramones one night, said he was going to write him a song, and then he did. But his manager said, no, you have to record this. You can't give this to them. This is going to be a big hit for you. And sure enough, it was. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us. I can't believe what this person here in Louisiana did to a cop. That's next. You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone wanted to use that song right there, Another One Bites the Dust, for his movie? What was it, Rocky II or Rocky III? But he ended up going with Eye of the Tiger instead. By Survivor, because Queen said no. Sylvester Stallone said, hey, I want to use the song for my movie. And evidently he tried negotiating with Queen to get the rights to that song. And it didn't happen. Queen said no. And so instead of Another One Bites the Dust, they ended up going with the Eye of the Tiger song.
Might I say, John, you are on fire today with your Sylvester Stallone impression, your Ramones impression. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's gotten into you, but you're on fire.
I don't.
Do the Sylvester again. Ooh, that was good.
Another One Bites the Dust. But yeah. but they said no. And just think, if they didn't say no, the song Eye of the Tiger may never have become huge, because that song became huge because it was in that Rocky movie.
And I think it was a better fit as well.
All right. J.O. here. It's time now for the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man waves down Louisiana police officer just to slap him in the face.
Paya!
This happened in Monroe. A Louisiana man unprovoked slapped a police officer in the face. A Monroe, Louisiana police officer said he was driving his patrol car when a man waved him down. This happened just a couple of days ago. The officer wrote in his police report, I got right here, that the man approached the driver's side window of his police car and said, what's up, man? Then he slapped the officer in the face.
Paya!
And it says here in the police report, the man then said, bleep the police. and began walking away.
Oh, didn't even have the courtesy to run. He walked.
He started walking away.
Hmm.
Well, you can't do that. And the cop got out of his car and he arrested him. Troy Davis was the man who did this. And
you idiot!
He was booked on a felony charge.
As well as he should.
A battery of a police officer. Now, I wonder, obviously the first question that goes through our heads when we see something like this is, why would anyone ever do that? But why would he slap him in the face instead of, if he's going to do it, why would he slap him in the face with an open hand instead of punching him in the face?
Well, I think it's more disrespectful to get slapped. If you're a man and you get slapped by another man, it's more disrespectful than getting punched by another man, because when you fight, that's man to man. But if I decide to slap somebody, that means I really don't like you and I think so little of you that I'm not even going to take the time and the effort to ball my fist up because you don't even deserve it. I'm just going to slap you because I'm not trying to knock you out. I'm trying to establish dominance. When you try to punch somebody, you're trying to knock them out. But when you slap somebody, you're saying you're so little of a threat, I'm not even going to try to knock you out because I know you're not going to do anything about it.
Is that where the term bitch slap comes up?
Yeah, the dude was trying to punk him. He tried to bitch slap a cop. My thing is,
He bitch slapped the cop.
No, he tried to get away with bitch slapping the cop, but the cop was not having it. My thing is, how do you decide to throw your life away in that instant? I'm assuming that since the guy waved on the cop, he wasn't going around looking for a cop to slap. He would just happen to be walking by, just happen to see a cop and say, and then he said to himself, you know what? I don't like police officers, so I'm going to call that cop over here just to slap him. Now he's a felon. You know what I mean? Like he woke up, he was probably free as a bird and just decided, yeah, I'm going to throw my life away. Why not? Bitch slap the cop.
Yeah, again, we don't know what goes through people's minds, but here's the man. You're right. He was just on the street, and then all in the course of a minute, he sees a cop driving in his car. He waves the cop over to him.
Hey, come see.
The cop pulls up next to him, and he slapped the cop in the face. And then he said, bleep the police, and he walked away.
One part of me is kind of jealous because he took life by the horns. You know, he saw an opportunity, and he took the life by the horns and said, I'm going to take my opportunity now and bitch slap a cop. No regards for his future.
Well, the man who waved down the Monroe, Louisiana police officer who was driving in his car just to slap him in the face
Paya!
And say, bleep the police. I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Yeah, how fast can you become a felon? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.